Adil Rashid, we're just coming into the T20 part of the season. It's a period of time that's treated you well in the past couple of years. You've done well in it.
Yeah, it's gone well for me over the past, you know, 2 or 3 years. Especially the 2010 and 2011 gone well. I've obviously played overseas as well in Australia. You know, so I've played quite a bit of 2020s and actually, you know my game fairly well in 2020 cricket. So hopefully I can carry that on, and hopefully as a team we can do well and go a long way.
A little bit of disappointment for you in the Championship. You've maybe not been taking quite as many wickets as you'd wanted to, and you lost your place. But this is a chance to really kickstart your season, isn't it?
Obviously, I think 2020 is more of a hit and miss. You know, some you'll have good days, you have bad days, but obviously it's how you come back next game. But like I say, in 2020 you never know who's going to play, who's not going to play. So obviously our first game is on Friday. There's no guarantee who's going to play, who's not going to. So hopefully we can. You know, personally, for me, is just keep going well, keep bowling how I ball in 2020 and get picked.
In the past, those first six power play overs, they're the explosive ones, and the spinners tend to come on. You, yourself and Azim Rafiq have been very important in those middle overs, haven't you?
Over the past 2 years, I've actually, you know, open bowling. Yeah. I've actually open bowling. I've actually enjoyed that. And it's made me, you know, ball, actually focus and, you know, analyse the batsman, and it actually made me probably ball a lot better in the first six than the middle overs. But yeah, you know, this year is a different role for me and different role for all the spinners. Our aim is to come in the middle and look to, well, obviously get wickets, but obviously that's our aim anyway, but look to, you know, try to keep it tight, and that's about it.
Have you actually got the team this year to go a long way in this competition?
I think, yeah, we definitely got the team, but obviously it's a matter of playing as a team, and matter on the day. You know, hopefully we can turn up on the day. So like we say, Friday's our first game against Durham a strong opposition. Hopefully, you know, if we battle ball first, we've got to make sure we get the runs on the board, or we're going to ball, you know, we've got to, you know, 9, 10 out of 10, we've got to look to hit our skills. And if we don't, then I think, you know, we'll struggle. But I think, you know, as a team, hopefully, if we can play well in all aspects, fielding, batting, bowling, I think we should go a long way.
What's it like bowling as a spinner in 2020 when the batsman's basically looking to hit you out of the park over the ropes?
It can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing. Obviously, it depends on the ground, depends on the wicket. Obviously, if it's a big ground, you don't mind the batsman trying to hit you physically, because you know if he misses, he's out. But obviously, when it's a smaller ground, it's a bit harder for you to, you know, if you get miss hits, it's going to go for six. So you've got to look to, you know, vary your pace, you've got to look to bowl yorkers slower, but you know, you've got to look to bowl everything, because if you keep bowling the same ball after ball, you're, especially good players with eye open, just keeping it for six. So it's a more of a, you know, obviously watching the batsman, and whatever he does, you adjust, rather than just think you're going to ball this and then ball it. But it's obviously when you get to your action and you see the batsman do something, that's when you have to adjust, rather than just get up your mark, think I'm going to ball this, and then you ball it, and you come, even though you see him coming down, but you still ball it. And it's, you know, that's where I think I've gone better over the years. Whereas my first time, probably in 2009, I was just bowling. When I was 10, 11, obviously played more and learned how to bowl, and you know, it's gone okay so far.
How much would it mean to you to get to finals day in this competition? It's something that Yorkshire never done.
No competition, no, you know, CB40s or 2020s, we haven't been close to getting anywhere. So hopefully, you know, this is it's a big year for us. We've got the team, we've got the players, we've got the overseas players as well, and you know, we've got the bowlers, we've got the batsmen, so hopefully we can, you know, go a long way. But it's obviously we've got to take it game at a time. First game on Friday, hopefully we can win that, and then look to hopefully kick on. But I think it's going to be a tough challenge for us, because you know, we've never actually got to semis. You know, if we get to semis from here, you know, it'd be a good work. But obviously once we get to the semis, our aim is to win. So obviously our first aim is to win the group stages, win our game on Friday, and then see what happens.
I hope it goes well for you.
Thank you very much.